Masechet Haris by Gimel Mishnah Zohar. Ko Hatarya Mechaveru. Kodem et Chaveru. Anytime you have two mitzvahs to perform, and one mitzvah is performed more frequently than the other mitzvah, the mitzvah that is performed more frequently has precedence and is done first than the other mitzvah. This Chazal learn out from the Tamei Shel Shachar. The Tamei Shel Shachar is brought before all the other karbanas, and the reason is because it's Tadir. The Tamei is brought every single day, so therefore it is brought first before the other karbanas. Anything that has more Kedusha than the other thing, the thing that has Kedusha would have precedence. This we learn out from the mitzvah of the Kiddushto. A Kohen has Kedusha, so therefore he has precedence. As Chazal learn out from the Kiddushto, we see that Levtorach Rishon, that he makes the bracha on the Sefer Torah first, Levarach Rishon, the Kohen would have precedence to lead the Zimun, and Lito Mani Yafa Rishon, whenever something is split up, the Kohen would have first dibs to take his mana first. Para Mashiach, Upara Eda Omdin. Para Mashiach Kodem Lepara Eda B'chol Maisa. If there are two paras to be brought as korbanos, one par is the par Mashiach, the par that a Kohen Gadol brings for his chatos, and the other par is the par ha'eda, which is the par helon davar shel tzibur, which is done when the bezdin is mora hora betos and whatever the kal does api ver hora. In such a case, the din is that the par Mashiach is brought first b'chol ma'aser. All the dinim of the par Mashiach is done first before the par ha'eda is brought. Gemara explains the reason being, as a Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for the whole Eda, while the Eda is mechaper ayidei achirim. They find their kapara through others, as the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for the whole Eda, so therefore it's better that the Par Mashiach is brought first, since that is a mechaper, it is mechaper for others, as opposed to the Par Eda, which is brought for the Eda. As the Eda is mechaper ayidei achirim, it finds kapara through others, as the Kohen Gadol is the one that is mechaper for the Eda. Masechet Haris Per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish Kodem Le'isha L'Hachios U'L'Hashiv Abedah. An Ish has precedence over an Isha as far as saving their lives and returning in Abedah. If both an Ish and an Isha are drowning, the Ish should be saved first. As we had in the previous Mishnah, that Kol HaMekudosh Mechavero Kodem Es Chavero, something that has more Kedusha than another thing has precedence. And an Ish has more Kedusha than an Isha, as the Ish is chayav in all the mitzvot, as opposed to an Isha, she is pater from mitzvot asei shazman grama. And therefore, if you have an aveda that belongs to an Ish, and also an aveda that belongs to an Isha, you should return the aveda to the Ish first. The ha'isha kodemes le'ish luksus u'lahutziah mi beis hashvi. But an Isha has precedence over an Ish for clothing. If both an Isha and an Ish are in need of being clothed, you should clothe the Isha first. The reason being is that an Isha who is in need of clothing, the boshet is much greater for the Isha than for an Ish. And so too, if they are both in need of mizonos, of being fed, the Isha would have precedence in that case also, as an Isha is much more embarrassed to go around begging than an Ish. And also an Isha has precedence to ransom from a beis hashvi. If both an Ish and an Isha are captured by Goyim, the Isha should be ransomed first, as the Isha is in danger of being nensa by the Goyim. Bizman sheshneim omdin lekalkala ha'ish kodem le'isha. But if both the Ish and the Isha are in danger of Kalkala and the Beis HaShvi, that the Ish also is in danger of being Nenas Lemishkav Zachar, then the Ish in that case would have precedence over the Isha. The reason is because the Isha is Darko B'kach as opposed to an Ish ain't Darko B'kach. The Zilzo of Mishkav Zachar is much greater than the Zilzo of an Isha to be Nensah.